Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Paul, what would you say is essentially wrong with NASCAR?
Well, Phil, I hate to say this, but I feel it's time to drastically reduce the speeds in racing. I think the cars are going too fast. I think we need to reduce the speeds to fewer than 100 miles an hour. There is
less than 100, the NASCAR less than 100 miles an hour?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Well, I don't think there's any challenge anymore. All you have to do is get a fast car now. Instead of knowing how to control a car, how to race, door bumping, drafting, see what goes on in the pits. Racing has gotten so fast, the fans are losing track of what's happening, and it's getting much more monotonous, I think.
Well, the Racing Revision Board has recommended what?
We are recommending that top speeds do not go over average freeway speeds of 75 miles an hour, and put new mufflers to quiet the cars down as well. A good driver cannot concentrate with all that noise, and that's why we've yet to see really great NASCAR drivers. I think personally in my career I would have been great, but the noise is a distraction. We also recommended that the fans be instructed to observe a respectful demeanor as well.
So the fans are too loud, the noise of the engine?
Well, it really doesn't make good for good racing when the fans are distracting the drivers, when the engines are so loud, it's a distraction to the drivers. I would ask you this question: why is it tennis and golf the fans are not allowed to say anything during the competition? And I think that's what drew me to those sports. The fans are quiet and respectful, but in auto racing we don't demand that. Why is that?
You're asking me why in tennis and golf, it's something about the sport, why fans in tennis and golf don't say anything. It's something, I don't know, but I guess it's about the sport.
No, but it's because no one has slapped any respect into the race car fan the way they have in the tennis and golf fan. They are slow to change. You get into the infield of Daytona 500, you might as well be in Sodom and Gomorrah, because we're asking NASCAR and the affiliated racing plants to begin to tell these fans to shut up, to sit down and watch the race and clean up a little bit, and let's make real racing fans out of these people.
All right. Paul Lane is with me, former professional driver. Why do you think it'll be more exciting, and why do you think it takes better drivers to go 75 miles an hour in front of fans that are quiet instead of 190 or 200 miles an hour?
Well, let me tell you what, and obviously you've never been in racing, but when you are dicing and making moves, and you're taking a low line, and I just doing some beautiful driving, there's nothing like it. And the fans can see it. And also, we eliminate the threat of fatalities by mandatory use of turn signals. Let me tell you what, when a man takes a high line and slaps on a turn signal and moves in front of someone and skunks them, that was who's trying to take a low line. Let me tell you what, it's...
So you're asking turn signals be used, and you want the speed slowed down to 75 miles an hour. The entire kick of NASCAR racing is the speed, is it not?
Well, to the uneducated fan, that's the kick. To the educated fan, it's the dicing, it's the moves, it's the driving, it's the skilled driving. I would just as soon, and a real racing fan would just as soon, watch a good... I love to see good driving, for instance, on a freeway, when I can see people who are good drivers, who signal properly, who get ahead of the pack but don't break the speed limit. I would just as soon see a good road rally. You can go to a parking lot on any weekend and see children out there doing a very nice road rally in traffic cones and things like that. So that to me is what real racing is. But the racing fan doesn't know this, and I'm trying to educate them. If you're a real racing fan, you want to see good moves, and you don't necessarily have to see speed.
So the true racing fan would rather just see,
you know, people moving in and out of lanes, using the turn signal properly. When you see one of those Monte Carlo signal and move over on a stretch, and then they pass and they signal back, let me tell you what, it's quite an experience.
Paul Lane's with us, 1-800-449-8686. How seriously do you think NASCAR is going to take you?
Well, when we begin to educate NASCAR as to what a real racing fan is, when we begin to educate NASCAR as to what a real race is, what a real driver is, I think they're going to understand that they do not yet have the best drivers. I think we'd still have Dale Earnhardt with us today. I think we'd still have Fireball Roberts with us today. I think we'd still have some of the great drivers with us today if they had been taught properly how to drive, how to race properly, doing 75, 70 miles an hour, using turn signals. The fans are quiet, they're not yelling and screaming and distracting the driver. The engines are more quiet, so they're not distracting the driver.
Where did you research all this?
Well, most of this, Phil, was researched at Castle Park in Sherman Oaks. They've got an interesting track. They also have very good miniature golf there. And let me tell you what, when you see a column of NASCAR swoop into the first lane and they go into the first turn and all of them have their turn signals on, I tell you, it's like a rush goes up your spine. This weekend's Brickyard 400 is going to be one more boring event for 100,000 people.
Well, this comes to my point. You say that NASCAR is boring, but you've got 100,000 people going out to racing events. Why do so many people go out to those events?
Well, Phil, I really think it's because they're waiting for something to happen. That proves the audience is there. If we could just come up with some racing that isn't so boring.
Or in other words, they're showing up even though they know it's going to be a colossal bore.
No, sir. I think they show up because they're hoping something's going to be different this time than the usual dull, boring, slow NASCAR race. Now, I have to remind you, the Chicago fans have been committed to the Cubs, and they're terrible. Just the worst thing that has probably ever happened in baseball is the Cubs, and yet they still got fans. Chicago Cubs, probably the worst baseball team that God ever let live, and yet they still got fans, and that's what I'm talking about.
All right, Paul Lane with us, our number 1-800-449-8686, as he talks to us about how NASCAR is in dire trouble of losing fans if they don't slow the speeds down, quiet the fans down, quiet the engines down, and use things such as turn signals. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jason on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Jason. Jason?
Hello.
I'm sorry. Hold on, sir. Jason, go ahead.
All right, man.
Is this Jason?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
Paul?
Yes, sir.
I understand what you're saying, man, but you're going to kill NASCAR if you try to do all of this. Safety's one thing, but those guys get out there...
Well, how am I going to kill NASCAR? I don't understand. Do you know, let me tell you what, you ever been to a NASCAR race where they're doing 75, 70 miles an hour?
No, and I wouldn't go to one either.
Why not?
Because I'm not going to pay money to sit here and watch some goofball drive around the track at 75 miles an hour.
Well, that's not... Then you don't know nothing about racing. Because racing is an interesting way that they change lanes.
Sir?
Yes, sir?
Excuse me. I drive for a living. I know much about driving.
Well, but, sir, you know the way they change lanes, the way they pass, the use of the turn signal. The other thing have you been to many NASCAR races?
Yes, sir, I have.
All right. Don't you think the fans are too loud?
No. I think personally, I think that you don't really like racing. You don't like having getting out with people that are having fun.
No, sir, I love it.
Themselves.
I love racing, but I don't want to go to. Let me tell you what. I've been to the infield at Daytona 500. I might as well be in hell. It's muddy. It's sloppy, and
yeah.
All these cars are going too fast. You can't keep track of anything. And with all due respect, driving a Ford. I don't know what you drive. What do you drive? An F-250,
brother.
What you got?
I drive about 125,000, 150,000 miles a year in an 18-wheeler.
Well, you're a trucker. All right. Well, what I'm trying to say is real racing is getting out on a car that's set up good, doing 75 miles an hour, using turn signals.
Okay. The turn signal thing, I'm not going to argue with. But the speed, man, every driver that's in NASCAR now is, I don't think any of them will drive after that if you try to do that.
Well, Jason,
I'd have to tell you, sir.
Yes, sir.
And I know that me and also any of my friends that are NASCAR fans watch it because of the speed.
Well, sir.
Speed is part of racing.
Sir, we still have Dale Earnhardt today with us. We still have a lot of great drivers today with us.
No.
They just slow it down and use turn signals and use hand signals, too. When's the last time you used a hand signal? They don't do it anymore.
Actually, I used one yesterday when a stupid person in a car cut me off.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. Because, you know, most of these people in these cars, but I'd love to see it on a NASCAR circuit. And let me tell you what, I can't think of anything more exciting.
Man.
Well, I want to jump in here, gentlemen. Paul, you're telling me it's exciting to watch guys doing 75 and using hand signals.
What I'm saying is, well, see, now you're trying to make light of it.
No, I'm asking a question. This gentleman's kind of saying what I'm feeling. The speed is exciting. No doubt it's dangerous, and I mourn the loss of great driver. I don't go to see car wrecks. I go to see good maneuvering with that speed.
Well, that's idiotic, because that's not real racing. All you got to do is get a fast car. That's not a real driver. A real driver is somebody who takes a regular car, goes about 70, 75, is changing lanes in a very beautiful way, is using hand signals, using turn signals, can read a map.
Hey.
Well, gentlemen.
That's a truck driver, man. I'm sorry. That's a truck driver. That's my job. Okay?
Well, you gentlemen, all right, okay, so the next man that dies out on a NASCAR circuit this season, I guess you gentlemen would be laughing, is that right?
No, sir, I will not be laughing.
Well, then what do you find so funny?
I find it...
Are you telling me that I'm going to go to a race and watch some guys sit there and read maps and use hand signals and...
Yes, sir, that is exactly what I'm telling you, because I'll tell you something that Roger Penske said to me. It is much more dangerous out on a freeway than it is on a professional race car track.
Well, I know he said that.
You know what he meant?
Yeah, he meant that because the professional drivers know what they're doing and some knucklehead on a freeway doesn't.
All right, so freeway driving is dangerous. And that's to me, that's the kick.
All right, listen, Jason, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir, thank you for your call.
I appreciate it.
1-800-449-8686. We have Paul Tubby Lane, former driver. Find out if this guy drove NASCAR, though. Saying that the Racing Revision Board has recommended that the top speed at NASCAR be reduced to 75 miles an hour, that they use turn signals, hand signals, and that they know how to read a map. How do you read a map when a car's going in a circle? What do you need to do? I don't understand it. 1-800-449-86... Oh. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
With Paul Lane, we're talking about changes that he's proposing in NASCAR, slowing those speeds down. 1-800-449-8686. Cameron, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Okay. Hi, Phil. How you doing?
Fine.
I was just calling about Mr. Lane. I mean, I'm just appalled with this guy. Is he serious?
I did not find the death of Dale Earnhardt to be funny.
I mean, no,
I did not find the death of Buddy Baker to be funny.
No, sir, I did not find it to be funny either. But you know, Dale Earnhardt would probably still be with us today if there wasn't such high speeds related.
Yes, sir.
To the speed.
Yes,
but
sir.
Dale Earnhardt also knew that the risk was involved. He went in full well knowing that.
Well, I think there's a fair amount of risk involved if you drive on a freeway
right.
at 75 miles an hour. I think there's
If NASCAR changes over to what you want them to do, I'll just go sit in a lawn chair on the side of the freeway on the overpass and watch.
Well, you're not seeing the best drivers, though. The best drivers will be NASCAR drivers.
I'll spot a few good drivers on the side of the freeway, you know. But, why don't we make a carpool lane on all the racetracks, too? You know what I mean?
Right. Well, why don't you just send these to Leno, okay? Because...
What's that?
Why don't you just send it all in to Jay Leno? Because apparently you think it's real funny that Dale Earnhardt's car... Turn right.
Oh, no, I think that's not funny. I'm just as sad as the next guy about Dale Earnhardt's death.
Well, but then what's your point?
My point is...
I'm trying to save lives.
Why are you going to lower the speed? No, you're not trying to save lives. You're trying to make it no fun. NASCAR will go under if they do something like this. It'll lose the
Sir, power. I was at an exhibition race, exhibitional race revision board. We had 40 professional drivers, 40 cars set up beautiful. All 40 of them take off. Doing 75 miles an hour, all of them hit their left turn signal, going into the first turn. Each one had a cup of coffee.
Okay.
All right, so in other words, the challenge of racing becomes...
Now, I have one question for you, though, sir. How many people were at this race?
Well, this was an exhibit. We had about 10, 15,000 people.
Okay, and how many people are usually at a NASCAR race?
Well, this was not a widely publicized event. This was basically something we wanted people to see. And I asked them after, I said, did you like it? And they said, yeah, it was fun. You know, I think it's a great idea. And let me tell you what, When you see all those cars hit the first turn, they all got cups of coffee, and they have maps.
What is this, an exhibition of how to drive on a freeway?
Right. I mean, it's ridiculous, Phil. I mean, I agree with you.
If Dale had just used his horn, see, one of the problems with Dale Earnhardt is that he never used his horn. And he'd be alive today if he had simply leaned on a horn going into that turn.
Which would do what?
Which would have gotten the guy in front of him out of the way. But the guy behind him, and I forget who, or the guy in front of him, I should say, I forget who it was, did not know Dale was there. He didn't use his horn. He didn't use his brights. Nothing. He's dead.
Dale Earnhardt was supposed to honk his horn. Do those cars even have horns?
Mister, if I have my way, yes, they will. Yes, every NASCAR car, every NASCAR competitive racing machine will have a horn, brights, windshield wipers, everything. Because I am sick and tired of seeing these fine young racers go before their time. And I can have just as much fun watching a car hitting a turn at about 45, 50 miles an hour, come up on a backstretch doing about 60, and then get up to a nice hot clip about 75 miles an hour. Guy's looking at the map.
Why is he looking at a map?
He doesn't have to look at a map, but we want them to get to be driving and looking at the map.
But what's to look on a map, man? He's going around in a circle.
Just to see where the next turn's coming up. So, go ahead. Why don't you go to Dale Earnhardt's grave and spit on it?
Oh, come on. I'm not doing anything of the sort.
Well, your laughter says that, sir.
My laughter does... I got a guy reading a map to find out when the turn's coming up? It's the same turn that he hit the last 50 times.
All right, you can go straight to hell.
Okay. So he hung up on me? Is that what happened? I'm sorry, Mr. Lane, but when you propose to change NASCAR so that they are, what are they doing? They're out there racing, man, hitting that turn at 40, 45, getting up to a nice hot clip of 70, and then he's reading a map to make sure he doesn't miss the turn. I got to laugh, and I'm not laughing at Dale Earnhardt, and I'm not laughing at that. Okay, now he's called back. Sir, I don't like being told to go to hell, okay?
I don't like anybody laughing at the death of Dale Earnhardt.
Sir, I'm not laughing at the death of Dale Earnhardt.
Well, then why is it you think that driving 75 miles an hour looking at a map is funny? That would have saved Dale.
Well, according to you, it would have saved Dale Earnhardt's life if he'd had a horn.
You're telling me it wouldn't?
I don't know. How do you figure...
If Dale had been coming up and leaned on the horn...
Oh, then the guy would have gone, oh, I better move over.
Well...
Well, and what is this? Part of your brochure here says that some of NASCAR races will have dogs, kids, a cooler full of sandwiches, and a cell phone to call your wife. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. I'm looking forward to that. Here is Evan. Evan, go ahead. Evan?
Kind of a big vacuum, isn't it?
Yeah. What is that? Okay.
I'm here.
Yeah, that's great. 1-800-449-8686. What? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with Paul Lane, who proposes that NASCAR slow the speeds down and use turn signals, as well as you made the shocking statement a few minutes ago that Dale Earnhardt should have used a horn and would have gotten through.
Again, Mr. Hendry, I'm not going to disgrace the memory of that man. I'm just saying that slower speeds, the use of caution, the use of a turn signals and horns, sensible use of safety belts, using all your mirrors, these things can save a lot of our NASCAR drivers, and we can have a very exciting race.
What? I don't even know what a NASCAR horn sounds like.
I've got an example of it here, if you can hear it. Did you hear that, Phil?
Yes, I did. That sounds like an air horn.
That's what, here it is again. That's what, you know, he should have done.
Blown that horn and everybody would have cleared out.
Yes, sir.
Let me go to Donnie. Donnie, go ahead.
Mr. Lane.
Yes, sir.
Are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm right here.
I don't think you watched the race the night that Mr. Earnhardt got killed. I was an Earnhardt fan. And
yes, sir.
When he entered the turn, there was no cars in front of him for him to use the horn. He was blocking for Dale Jr. and Walter, but they had scored a good,
well,
I don't know, 10 or 12 car lengths out front.
Can you hear that, Donnie?
Yeah, I hit the horn.
All
but
right,
you know, at 170 miles an hour, you're not going to be able to hear the horn anyway, even if they blow.
Well, don't you think fans should be more quiet or something? So,
no, the fans being quiet won't help the issue any. And I tell you another thing I think about NASCAR and slowing the speeds down. Eventually, they're going to do themselves out of popularity because all the cars are set up the same. You know, it ought to be like it was when the King was racing. You race whatever the track.
Well, that's true, but I think there's nothing more exciting. Let me tell you what. You see like 40 cars getting into the turn. All the turn signals are on in unison. All right?
Uh-huh.
And you thread the needle. Man, that's beautiful. You get up on the back stretch, you're doing about 50, 55. Using your mirrors.
Man, you got go-karts out there racing that run faster than that.
And using your horn, using it properly.
I mean,
that's another reason poor old Dale went down. The crowd was so loud, nobody could hear him. Nobody heard him coming up.
Yeah, but I mean, anybody could get out there and race if you drop the speed to 75. My grandma could get out there.
No, that's just it. That's where your real racing comes in because you can't go all that fast. See, so now you have to rely on your horn, on your turn signals. You know, whether you got a cup of coffee or whatever.
Yeah, but now they have to rely on draft and stuff like that.
Well, anybody can do that, but I'm saying if you slow it down to, you know, 75, now you have to rely on you know, is there a kid in the back seat? You could have a cell phone. See what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I was hoping Dale could have called the pit and asked them to quiet the crowd down because no one could hear him coming, and I think that was the tragedy.
Wait a minute, I want to jump in here. Dale Earnhardt died because no one could hear him because the crowd was so loud?
Yes, sir. Now, how come in golf? And how come in tennis they're quiet, but in NASCAR all of a sudden everybody gets to be loud?
Well, you know, somebody can get killed just running into a block wall at 70 miles an hour.
Well, how come all them people in golf don't say nothing, but everybody in NASCAR is always screaming and yelling?
Because it's exciting, man.
There you go, see? But if Dale would just, he's on his way through, see?
Yeah,
okay, man. Thanks, Donnie.
These drivers, they could also, if the drivers use a cell phone, they could call each other to tell them that they're approaching or, you know what.
Yeah. Scott, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I never even heard of this guy. Where did you drive, Tubby?
Where'd you drive? I never said I was NASCAR.
You did, dude. You said you was a NASCAR driver.
No, I did not. I said I drove SCCA.
You drove what?
SCCA.
Sports Car Club of America.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What circuit?
I was out West Coast, Rosemont, Willow Springs. Willow Springs.
You sound like you, where?
Rosemont, Willow Springs.
You sound like you never run a race in your
Well, you don't know
life.
What you're talking about. All you're doing is asking me questions. What do you know about it?
I've been a fan for a long
time.
Oh,
you've been
what
a fan.
What you're talking about is...
So you, in other words, you got up and made yourself a sandwich a whole bunch of times. Is that it?
I'm driving on the freeway right now. I don't want to watch that.
Well, you're going to have to, whether you like it or not.
Huh? You ever seen them going to a four-wheel drift? You're going to get rid of all of that?
I'm getting rid of all of that so that we can have some... I was first place at Castle Park.
What? With your turn signal? What do you mean first place? Come on. Nobody wants to watch that.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to have to do it because otherwise the racing's getting worse and worse. It doesn't take skill.
Government?
It doesn't take skill, okay, to run that fast.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. It doesn't take any skill.
Yeah. Well,
are you with
I tell you what. When you get up to 200 miles an hour, you let me know.
Mr. Tubby Lane, are you with
all
the
right.
government?
1-800-449-8686. I'm getting rid of all you guys. I've had about enough of this insanity. Cup of coffee and a kid and a dog in the back seat.